Okay, we'll get Ann Goodwin next time. Can we go to 1140, please?
Request of Star Stauffer to address council regarding Portland police targeting and assault of community members.
Ms. Stauffer, welcome. You have 3 minutes.
Sort of weird being here again. Really have gotten to enjoy sleeping in on Wednesdays. I apologize.
Okay, who is that? If there's one more outburst, sir, you'll be asked to leave the council chambers. And please don't be disrespectful to someone who's testifying. It will not be accepted. That's your last warning.
My testimony
apologies
may go over.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And it will not be counted against your time.
I'm not everybody's flavor. It's okay.
Star, if you're sitting in that chair, you'll be treated with the respect of the House.
Thank you. I'm going to talk today about neutrality. In light of recent events, it's important to point some things out with the unconstitutional protest ordinance coming into play. This first line's really directed at Wheeler, but he's outside doing a little bit better work, so I'm just going to continue. You and the rest of this council behave as though you weren't warned of the implications of accepting hate speech as free speech. Many, including myself, have all come to you on multiple occasions in an attempt to help you understand the danger to the community. You ignored our cries, injuries, victims of murder on the basis of hate, and undeniable evidence presented repeatedly. Yet you sit describing an event where patriots traveled from neighboring states to come and harass a family that was attempting to grieve for their loved one that had been gunned down by police. That is not neutral, that is complicity. Your own police chief, Danielle Outlaw, has gone on to public radio and news agencies in an effort to discredit the residing members of this community who take time and effort to show up, regardless of potential danger to their lives, stand in the way of white supremacists, Nazis, right-wing extremists, and those that protect them. You sat idly by while that cop belittled our community one day after her cops brutalized hundreds of people, including children, those with disabilities, and those most targeted by the rhetoric these extremists bring to our community. That day, cops almost killed members of our community. That is not neutral. Reports have been published citing proof that Portland's cops favor right-wing attendees over those they view as Antifa, leftists, or Black Lives Matter. Not only is that not neutral, but that is a clear stand on the side of those that invade our community in an attempt to antagonize, attack, and harm. And yet, time and again, it is those that oppose these racists and fascists that are targeted by the weapons of this regime. That is aiding, platforming, and endorsement of very dangerous beliefs, not neutrality. Neutrality is defined as the state of not supporting or helping either side in a conflict or disagreement. Your part in history is already indelibly written as those who chose not to stand against white supremacy, rape culture, racism, genocidal ideologies, or those identified as hate groups that hold indisputable records of nationwide violence and murder. You will be remembered as those who so badly pretended to be Switzerland while choosing to ignore the threat or accept the fatal consequences of the resurgence of Nazism in its more derogatory definition. And to answer Outlaw's rhetoric with Lars Larson, we know who the white supremacists are, who the Nazis are, and who the violent extremists are because we do our research. You have belligerently ignored the threat allowed to run rampant in our home. You have shown yourselves to be a danger to our home with your views of dismissal and refusal to accept what's right in front of your faces. We have already lost members of our community who set a clear and definitive example of what many of us are willing to sacrifice to stand against the ideologies that have historically and currently led to genocide. If we were to wait for you to muster bravery, this would never end.
Star, thank you very much.
I have a couple lines left, and I would like to finish them.
You can wrap it up, yeah.
You've solidified our beliefs as members of this community and beyond that we cannot count on elected officials to be anything but for their own agendas. Those that understand the consequences of racism, fascism, and bigotry will continue to do the hard work of making real change. This is how you'll be remembered in history, but at least you'll have your footnote. Let's not forget Charlottesville police also stood the same ground at the cost of Heather Heyer.
Thank you very much.